This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. The Florida Keys have been closed to visitors since March 22nd. 5 days after that, the county put up a checkpoint at the Monroe County line. Only people who live, own property, or work in the Keys are allowed in. On Tuesday, some people in Key West said it's time to open back up. Historic Tours of America has 350 employees in Key West, running conch trains and trolleys and operating attractions like the Key West Aquarium. Ed Swift is the company's president. He led a protest at a busy Key West intersection, calling on the county to allow hotels to open and to remove the checkpoint.
It's time. It's time. Our people need to work. They need the money for their families.
Tourism provides about 44% of jobs in the Keys. Bonnie Bowick has run fishing charters out of Key West for 10 years.
We just want to fish. We want them to open the hotels so people can come in, fly in. They don't have to open the border, but let them fly in so we can all get a little bit of work, maybe not a lot right away, but we would need to get started because we have no income.
Monroe County says it plans to remain closed to visitors at least through the end of the month. Officials say they worry that too many cases of COVID would overwhelm the local healthcare system. I'm Nancy Klingener in Key West.